Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike, and we are expecting the chairman of the NTSB, Chairman Hart, shortly. But right now, joining us right now is Aaron Sauer with the NTSB. And what is your title with the NTSB?
Hey, Mike. Well, thank you again. Pleasure to see you again this week and so forth. But I'm Aaron Sauer. I'm a senior air safety investigator with the Safety Board.
Okay. And what does a senior air investigator do?
Well, when unfortunately an accident occurs in the United States or across the world, if I'm on duty for that particular time of the day, I go out there and respond to those accidents that occur and start our investigation process.
And what do you typically do in your investigation process to start out with?
Well, the basic way to summarize that, Mike, would be we investigate man, machine, and environment. The man being the pilot or air crew, their training, their experience, their history, medical conditions, et cetera. And then the machine being the aircraft, all the way from certification to maintenance and any safety of flight issues that we may identify in the environment. What were the weather conditions, the terrain conditions? That's a real simple way to look at the very complex process that we use.
And so you look at all of these things and you gather all the information and you find out this is what led to the accident. Where do you go from there?
Well, what we try to do is identify the causes of the accident, any factors involved. Then, based on those causes and factors, the biggest responsibility we as an agency have and our mission is to develop and develop recommendations. To whether that's to most of the recommendations of the aviation community go to the Federal Aviation Administration, where we're asking the regulator to go in and take a look at whether it's a policy or a procedure that they have in place, whether that's related to certification, to air traffic, or you know, whatever the FAA may be involved with, or an operator or a manufacturer of an aircraft.
So, and you take these recommendations, you give them to the individuals, and from what I understand, you don't actually have any authority to say you must do.
That's
correct. You just give recommendations.
We give recommendations, and then it's up to that particular organization that we recommend a safety of flight issue to then either implement that recommendation or not.
All right. And we are now joined by Chairman of the NTSB, Chairman Hart. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Chairman Hart, I know our audience would like to know, you know, what's your involvement? What's the NTSB's involvement with general aviation and particularly the Experimental Aircraft Association? And what would you like the audience to know?
Well, we're hugely involved with general aviation, and that's exciting, and that's why I'm having such a great time being here, because I'm a GA pilot myself. So just the opportunity to see all the enthusiasm and the spirit and the innovation and it's just a wonderful experience. And I'm sorry I'm not doing this more frequently than I do.
Most often, the NTSB is associated with some of the more major incidents or accidents that receive some public attention, but most of your work is in the general aviation. Can you give us just an idea about number of examiners, how it's organized, and what the process is?
Well, Aaron may have already mentioned to you, we do about, with a lot of help from the FAA, we investigate about 1,500 general aviation accidents a year. And we have a staff of 75 or 80 that are located around the country that accomplish that investigative work. So we're very busy with that number of investigations, but the FAA helps us a lot.
And you have your top 10 list. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, one of the things on the top 10 list this year is loss of control for general aviation, because we know that's the biggest single killer. More than 40% of the fatalities result from loss of control accidents. So that's huge on our list, because we're concerned that why are people doing base to final turns and losing it, or doing so many things that are we're talking about aerodynamic stall. So typically we're talking about unawareness of the angle of attack. So that's one of the reasons that one of the things we're pushing is angle attack indicator to help prevent that. So loss of control is a big one for us.
Now, from what I understand, angle of attack indicators are actually becoming much cheaper to put on your airplane.
Correct.
And more prevalent, even in much smaller and especially in home-built aircraft.
Correct.
Because they're so relatively inexpensive to put on a home-built aircraft these
right.
days.
Exactly.
And has some of that come from push from the NTSB?
Well, actually, probably so, but I think a lot of it comes from the people like the folks who come to this. They are very safety conscious, and that's why they're here. The challenge has always been how to reach we're preaching to the choir when we talk to people here at safety conferences. The question is how to reach those others, because we're very concerned that the total general aviation numbers have been flat for several years. But if you parse that into business aviation versus personal aviation, the business aviation numbers are actually improving, which means the personal aviation numbers are getting worse. And we're struggling with how to get our hands around that. So kudos to those of you who are coming to this convention and other safety activities and type clubs and all those kinds of things to help try to understand what's going wrong and why is that personal number actually getting worse.
Do you have specific events that or programs that you're working to push more awareness of this?
Well, we do a lot of outreach of our own. We have safety alerts and we have safety alert videos, and we, of course, our accidents which produce recommendations. Our recommendations are all about how to prevent this from happening again. So we have, and just appearance at events like this, an appearance at type club conventions, and we have a forum upcoming in October 14th, the loss of control forum on that specific issue. That's going to be led by member Earl Wehner, and he spoke this morning. And so we have a lot of outreach efforts where we're trying to get the word out to the people who are doing this every day so that we can try to turn this number around, because we are very concerned that the personal flying number is getting worse.
And where can somebody find these safety alerts?
Well, it would start with the NTSB's website, ntsb.gov. That would be the starting point. But if you go to our exhibit here on the site, because we have an exhibit with lots of handouts and lots of very valuable information here on the site. So I would commend anybody who's here at Oshkosh this year to come to the NTSB's booth in the federal hangar.
And Chairman Hart, obviously there's an exceptional drive towards new technology in this industry. And if you compare that against some of the public press about pilots are becoming over-reliant on technology or automation, I wonder if you would share your opinion about that.
Well, I often give presentations to the effect that the good news is there's more automation. The bad news is there's more automation. So the challenge is how do we get our hands around the human automation interface to make sure that the automation, we're not doing it just because we can, but we're doing it because it makes the human machine system work better. So that's our challenge. Not our challenge, the NTSB, but the industry's challenge.
It's the industry's challenge,
yes,
of course.
Yes.
Yeah. And as flight instructors, I mean, I think that is there's so much focus towards trying to manage your automation.
Right.
But there still needs to be a core set of skills that need to be taught.
Correct.
And you need to get that before I think you can talk about managing the automation.
Right.
If the core skills are missing, it will be hard to understand automation.
Now,
we're seeing all too many cases where the core skills are being diminished because of over-reliance on automation.
Are you seeing that as a result of these even small airplanes having far more automation in them? I mean, a 172 these days has more advanced technology in it than many of the airliners with the new Garmin displays in it. Are you seeing that as contributing to the process starting at that point?
Well, make no mistake about it. I'm not anti-automation. In fact, quite the contrary. Automation has tremendously improved safety and productivity and reliability and has had a huge plus, but there is also a minus that we don't yet have our hands around. So the question is how to balance the good with the bad, and so that we get the good but not the bad.
What about your own experience? You said you're a general aviation pilot. Are you still able to find time to stay involved?
Well, unfortunately, no. And of course, flying is something that if you don't do a lot, you shouldn't do it all. And I've just been too busy, and that's not a complaint. I mean, I love what I do.
Yeah.
But I've been too busy to really keep it up, so I have not been able to fly lately. But I can give you my own automation story that's actually not aviation, and that I was just talking about a car that I have has a backup warning beeper. And I found out I did that for two or three weeks, and all of a sudden I can't judge how far I am from something behind me because I'm so used to relying on this backup warning beeper. So that's just an example, a very low-level pedestrian example of
how
and as soon as that stops working and you're relying on it, there you run into the problem.
Exactly.
I was doing a flight review for a friend of mine in a what we would consider a technically advanced aircraft, and we talked about it a little bit, and I was impressed in a different way. When we got in the airplane, it took him perhaps 10 minutes just to sort of get everything set up. And all I really wanted to say to him was, can't we just look out the window and go fly and, just do it the old fashioned way.
Right. Yes. And we've seen all too many accidents that where over-reliance on automation was a lot of the problem.
The NTSB issued a report a few years ago about the interface between the pilot and more complex aircraft and automation. What was the bottom line in that?
Well, most of the studies that we do where we see problems like that, we do those studies because we see trends that are going in the wrong direction, and then we issue recommendations to try to address those trends. So we did a big study on home-built aircraft a few years ago, if you may remember, and we've seen a lot of progress in terms of the activities of the EAA and the FAA and others on how to address some of these issues that we're seeing with home-built aircraft. We're seeing a disproportionate number of the general aviation crashes are in home-built aircraft, and a lot of those are in the first flight or two, and that was a big concern. We issued recommendations on that. We're seeing progress on all of those. So again, kudos to EAA for their concern about these issues. The FAA is moving. So those kinds of reports start with trends going the wrong way, and we try to make recommendations to turn those trends around.
Is this your first visit to EAA?
No, I've been here many times before.
But so you've been able to see quite an evolution of participants and technology.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
And I love it every time. So it's been exciting this time. It was exciting the other times, and I'm planning to do it again.
What are you looking forward to seeing here this week?
Well, everything I've seen has been exciting to me. So I can't really say a single thing, but everything I've seen has been exciting. But it just comes down to all the innovation and the enthusiasm and the spirit. And that's what makes America great, is people love to invent new stuff and they're good at it.
So you were talking about issues rising from home-built aircraft and the accidents were increasing. What sort of things have you done, and what sort of tools do you have available for home builders who are building an aircraft that they can look at your information and say, I don't want to make the same mistakes as these other people did?
Well, this is a multifaceted approach. I mean, some of it goes to just the very simple fact that someone who's been building a home-built aircraft for the last year hasn't been flying for the last year. So now they're going out in this single-seat aircraft and trying to get used to it. And, you know, maybe it's got some quirks, maybe it doesn't, but who knows until you go actually do it. So things like training on the process of starting the flight test regime. How do you do that more consistently? How do you do that in a way that responds to the possible reality that there may be some problems that arose because you've never flown this airplane before, and there's not a second seat, so your first flight is going to be you. So there are lots of aspects of that, training on how to go through the whole process of making sure that you do the construction right. I mean, there are lots of, and I passed some of the booths here that show how to, you know, building your own home built. And so those kinds of things it's a multifaceted approach that goes to the design, the build, the flight, the whole, it's a several-legged stool.
You mentioned briefly about the spirit of America, and you know that people like to invent things and innovate. And I think for aviation, there's probably no greater representation of the spirit of aviation than when you come to EAA, because it's such a broad spectrum of activities, interests, passions, and it's no wonder that it's such a wonderful show for aviation that people love to attend. And your role in the NTSB is we're very appreciative that you're supporting us for that.
Well, thank you. And I love being there because I have a lot of really good people who do a lot of hard work, and I get all the credit.
Now, that's a great job to have, too. I'm sorry, I totally lost my train of thought.
I can figure it out for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the one thing you would like our listenership to take away from the work that the NTSB is doing?
Spread the word to those who aren't here, because, again, we're preaching to the choir, because the people who are here are often here because they are so safety conscious. Spread that word to your friends who aren't here and who need to be here and who aren't going to the Type Club meetings and who aren't going to the FAA Wings meetings and aren't going to all those meetings that are set up to help people do this better, because it's a potentially hazardous endeavor, and humans make mistakes, and we have to learn how to respond to that reality.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in. Once again, you're listening to EAA Radio. We've been talking to Chairman of the NTSB, Chairman Hart. I'm Wireless Mike.